Good morning. It's 6:47 a.m. on Saturday, June the 29th, 2019. It's already 74. I got out as early as I could manage. When I saw the temperature when I got up at 5:30, it was like, okay, this is either going to be a two treadmill day, or I've got to get my butt in gear and get out there. So here I am. I didn't get a cup of coffee. I did get my toast, but I didn't get my coffee yet. I filled up the coffee pot, but I forgot to set the timer. And I didn't wait for it. I just ate my toast and some water. Here I am. Cooler here. I got a lot of shade here down in the neighborhood. The sun was really hot out on West 20th Street. It just, because it's still low in the sky and still pretty far to the north, there's no shade along that stretch at all. I should have some shade along here. Maybe except for the last 100 yards. So, with any luck, it won't be too oppressive. So, for the last few days, I've been helping a new author work on her first book. And it's been a lot of fun to see it come together from what she thought was a good story. And it is a good story, but it was sort of hidden in the weeds of a lot of technical issues, punctuation problems, dialogue tag issues. Some sequence problems. Basically, it was a good book that needed some help to shine. I am not an editor. Let me just get that right out of the way. But finding point of view breaks. That was the biggest. Well, the dialogue punctuation. And there were a couple of words and some verbal tics that after the 14th or 15th time, yeah, got a little tedious. But they're mostly taken care of now. They're a lot better. The story actually comes through, I think, a little clearer. And more to the point, she does too. So, I've been writing, but it hasn't necessarily been in my own book. I got Scrivener updated and did some Cape Grace this morning. I was having my toast. I have some more to do. I'm still tired. I think I was up too late last night and then got up way too early this morning. I also woke up in a panic around 2 o'clock. I don't know why. I did go back to sleep. Slept till about 5:30. And now I'm getting the walk out of the way early. I need to make a grocery run later this morning. Yeah, that's satisfying. I just walked out of the shade into the direct sunshine. And it's like, oh, yeah, there's a little heat lamp in the sky. This is unusual to get up and have it be over 70 at sunrise. Yesterday was a very hot day. Yesterday was like 98 degrees. It'll be a lot hotter before the summer's over. Morning. Joggers I've seen this morning. People clearly getting up before the sun gets too big, too high, too hot, whatever. To something. Oh, so yeah, I'm a little winded. I'm pushing pretty hard. Check to make sure I actually had started the recorder. Oh yeah, mostly shady here. Okay, good. I'm working up a little bit of a sweat. Not like I do when I'm on the treadmill. That's just... I really probably should get some shorts to wear while I'm walking on the treadmill, because it's just... beastly. Get ready, sit with me. Won't post. Construction crews at it early this morning. I'm sure the people who live next door here are really pleased at 7 o'clock in the morning to have heavy equipment outside their windows. don't have really a lot to say. I'm still watching Lucifer. I still watch Bosch. Bosch is... of the two, Bosch is dark. Bosch is kind of gritty. The writing in Bosch, I'm finding the writing in Bosch to be inspiring, to be really top-notch. Lucifer is a lot lighter. There are a lot lighter. It wouldn't have to be much to be a lot lighter than Bosch. Bosch is pretty dark. I like Bosch because he has some values, and he lives his values, even when it costs him, he lives his values. Lucifer is quite frequently like Quicksilver. He rolls around, he doesn't have any particular shape. I think he's getting there. I think he's getting a little... a little more structure. It's clear he's an alien. I guess that's it. Because he doesn't understand humans. And for all that he has been the fallen angel, and his life for millennia has been punishing the guilty, or rather, making it possible for them to punish themselves. He doesn't really have a deep understanding of humanity, which is probably his test. So it's a really, from that standpoint, it's an interesting story. It's an interesting take on the Christian what do you call it? Mythology, the Christian story. It's not really about religion, it's about the story. Hot. Ah. That last little bit goes beside the park. There's nothing off to the east, so there's direct sun there for about 100 yards. That really amped up the temperature. Holy cow. I'm going to be really glad I didn't wait even this long to start, because it's, as they say, it's going to be a scorcher. But here I am, a few more steps, at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day, and with any luck at all, I'll talk to you there.